With that, we go north to Alberta, Canada, on Sirius 130. Caller Randy, you're up next. Hello, Randy.
Hello.
Hi, Randy. Why are you pro-choice?
Just because of the world's population as it stands there. From what I understand, the world's population has doubled in the last 60 years or so with abortion and contraception.
And you get a
country like India with 1.3 billion, and you got a land mass smaller than the United States. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that would is that good? Is that good for?
Or is it even true?
Humans and the environment. You know, the world's oceans are kind of getting depleted by overfishing. A billion people today have a hard time getting clean the water to drink. And
okay. Yeah, Randy, I think we get it. I devote a chapter of my book, Sex au Naturel, to exploding the overpopulation myth. But let's say it's true. The world is too overpopulated. It's killing the populace surplus, to cite Ebenezer Scrooge, the way we should go.
Well, I think that would get to the crux of the problem. So I guess, Randy, let me understand your position. Are you saying that abortion needs to be legal because we have to find a way to keep the population levels down? Is that your argument?
Well, you could answer me this. How can the world's population double in 60 years with abortion and contraception? Where would today's population would have been without abortion and contraception?
Oh, okay, Randy, I'm just trying to figure out your position here. Are you saying abortion should be legal to deal with the fact that there are too many people, so if we have abortions, there won't be too many people?
That might be one way to put it, yeah.
Okay, very good. Let's say, though, and we can get to the details a little later. Let's say that not enough women, let's say abortion is legal all over, and the population keeps growing, though. Not enough women are having abortions. Would you be in favor of forcing women to have abortions so that we deal with overpopulation?
Well, India, or not India, but China has done that for the last,
I know they have. I'm curious, do you think that's a good idea?
Well, fortunately, we don't live in a country where that is an issue by any means. But somebody like India or China with a billion plus population, well, I can't say it's right or wrong. But in their situation, they got to do what they think is best, right?
So you can't tell if they think that if another country thinks that something is the best way to deal with a problem, you can't tell them they're wrong. So are you saying you couldn't have told Hitler and the leaders in Nazi Germany they were wrong? They thought what they were doing was for the best?
Well, there's a big difference between Hitler and legalized abortion.
That's true. More people are killed with legalized abortion. So you are correct in
true,
that point.
But every day there's 30,000 real kids that die from hunger. And diseases and starvation is a bigger problem than abortion, I would think.
And this I think shows the crux of our disagreement here. So it's interesting though. So you let's say in the United States, this is interesting. You would not oppose if our country felt it was necessary to force women to have abortions because there's too many people. You would not oppose that.
Well, see, it depends. If the U.S.'s population ballooned to over a billion, there might be steps put in place at that point,
What kind of steps?
Well, just what you're talking about, yeah.
So forcing people to have abortions, maybe killing disabled people to ease the numbers a little?
Okay, see, now you're bringing a whole bunch of extra stuff into it, but we're talking about abortion, preborn.
Randy, that's the issue. So I think at least you're uncomfortable with some killing of born people to deal with overpopulation.
Of real people, yeah.
This is important.
You're saying a child who's waiting to be born is not real? If they're not real, then what are they?
Well, it gets back to the fetus and you got contraception, which,
Hold on a sec, Randy. We're skating all over the rink here.
Please. If the unborn are not real or alive, what is the fetus?
Well, it's a blob of tissue.
Aren't you and I blobs of tissue?
I know. Yeah. But we can go into this all night, but at what point is there a cutoff? Like, would you say India is doing better than America? Would you say India is more blessed from God by having over a billion population? Or
I think the billion people in India are blessed by God. They're all made in the image and likeness of God. I'm not very familiar.
So it's hold on, Randy.
Randy, I got to cut in here. Let Trent finish.
Randy,
this.
My point is, I'm saying that we should not kill people to deal with ecological problems like overpopulation. We should find non-violent solutions. Now, you're in favor of a violent solution towards the unborn, who, from scientific evidence, we can show are small, growing, developing human beings who are just younger than we are. And you've essentially just smeared this entire group of humans by saying, well, they're just blobs of tissue. And I reminded you, you and I are blobs of tissue. So what in particular about the unborn child gives us the right to kill them because of overpopulation if they're just younger humans? What is their difference that justifies us treating them in a way we would not treat born people?
Well, they're not born yet. They don't actually have any relationships to and any imprint in the world.
Why does birth matter? Isn't it just a change in location?
Well, fair enough there, yeah. But, okay, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree per se because...
I don't agree to that.
But vice versa, like, you can't honestly say that India having a 1.3 billion population is a good thing with all the poverty and the pollution troubles they have.
Randy, what number... Okay, here's something. Number one, I would say I think that can be a good thing because the Earth can sustain people as we've grown with technology. We've been able to maximize distribution of drinking water and food and grow crops to levels we haven't been able to before. And so if there's problems with population, I'm in favor of technological solutions, not violent solutions. Number two, to continue on this overpopulation argument with you, what number would you say the Earth's population should be at so that it's sustainable? What number?
Well, I can't give you a number.
Then how do you know India's number of a billion is too high?
Well, just look at all the issues they have going on there, you know.
Have you visited India, Randy? Have you been to India?
Never been there, no.
How do you know that it's the number of people that's causing the problem and not something else, such as government?
Well, just humans' utilization of the landmass or the overutilization of...
Can you cite an academic source that says that the sheer number of people in India is what's contributing to some of their problems?
Oh, actually, I can't. And, you know, maybe it's a cattle that they should be utilizing more.
Right. Okay.
Well, it seems extreme. It seems extreme, you know, to have a billion plus people in the same land.
Here's something interesting, Randy. So there's a billion people. Suppose we do abortion in India and India's population doesn't grow, but it stays the same. There's still a billion people. What do we do now about India if it's a billion? What number does it need to go down to where you don't see a problem?
Well, you can't start imposing a number. They already have a billion plus.
Well, the number imposition started with you, Randy.
They got to deal with the people. Those billion plus people are there now.
You can't kill those billion born people, but if someone is very young, like an unborn child, we can kill them to solve the problem just because they're younger and they haven't moved from in the womb to outside of it. Isn't that discrimination?
Well, in your eyes, it might be. Yeah.
Well, no. Here it is. You're saying. Because tell me if this is not your position. We have a billion people in India. To treat the problem, we should end the lives of the youngest Indians who happen to live in a certain place. How is that not your position?
Sure, that'll work, yeah.
Doesn't that sound barbaric to you?
Well, when you got, again, a billion people today that do not have access to clean water, what are the alternatives there, you know?
You got
the world's oceans being overfished, and you need fish farms, you need feedlots, you need lots and lots and lots of chemicals to grow our food. And even in Southern California, there is a big drought, I believe, water shortages, restrictions.
Randy, it's easy to solve the problem. If you see the problem here, we would just continue your logic and then just kill the disabled or the elderly Indians.
Perfectly consistent.
It's perfectly consistent. But you yourself have said, well, no, you can't kill them. They're, quote unquote, already here. So the central point of contention here is not overpopulation. It's not that at all. Randy and I both agree you can't kill certain born people to deal with this problem. But he's decided, well, the unborn are different. And it's just because they happen to live somewhere else and they're young and they can't fight back or complain.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good way to solve the problem, essentially. And so I would say, well, no, we should kill problems. We should eliminate problems. We shouldn't eliminate people. And so, and also I think the point is raised, there's 6 or 7 billion people on the earth now. Suppose you institute abortion so population doesn't grow. You either wait for it to winnow down, or what do? Do you start killing the billion? If you do abortion, there's still a billion people there. Rather, it's we should be promoting nonviolent, loving solutions, not violent, discriminatory ones. And I think that's a simple position to hold.
You're not imposing a number. Randy imposed the number as being too large and must be winnowed down to what he didn't say.
Right.
And,
no, the fact of the matter is, and I didn't even get into this, and we were talking about, we're assuming the world's overpopulated just for the sake of the argument to show this argument for legal abortion fails. But actually, if you look at things like the Copenhagen 2012 initiative, you can see that the farmland and water production we have in the world is able to feed and care for much more than the Earth's population we have. Now, it could go up to even like 10 billion people. The problem is not the resources per se. It is the distribution of the resources. You have, in many developing countries around the world, kleptocracies where people are not able to receive goods and services because of corrupt government structures. So there's lots of other things in the geopolitical landscape. You can't say, oh, there's just too many people. Well, no, if we could distribute resources, I mean, we spend $1 billion a year in the United States on Halloween candy, or at least millions of dollars on this. If we spent, I think there, I've also seen other numbers that have said what we spend on Christmas in the U.S. every year could provide like clean water for the whole world. So the fact is the resources are available. We just have to get better at distributing them and sharing them with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Two titles I cite in my book on the overpopulation problem. One is Ben Wattenberg, Birth Dearth. The other is Philip Longman, The Empty Cradle. Fascinating, the demographics of world population, how there is more people, but the rate of increase is slowing down.
Right.
Some parts catastrophically.
Yes.